This is pretty cool, man. WWE superstar Sting is in the building.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dubai.
We've got you up nice and early. When did you fly in?
I came in yesterday. Oh, landed around noon.
From the States?
Yeah, I left the States at noon and landed at noon.
Yeah, and you know the jet lag from the States here, it's going to get you.
I mean, it was perfect because, you know, normally I'd be sleeping when I was sleeping and not sleeping when I'm not sleeping.
Yep.
But in this case, you just get so messed up.
Yeah.
So, I woke up at about, 1 o'clock in the morning and I've been up ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, it's out today, by the way. This is huge. 2K18, WWE 2K18, October 17th, which is today, down at the Virgin Megastore tonight. You were going to be there. This is cool. First time in the country? In the city?
First time, yes. Actually landing, getting out, checking in, seeing the people, and greeting people, and checking into a hotel. I flew through here into Qatar.
Qatar, yep.
That was in April of this year. So,
okay.
I mean, I got as far as the airport and looked out the window.
All right. Well, welcome to the UAE. You obviously done a lot of flying. We were talking about jet lag. Do you ever get used to it? You're flying, you're out, you're entertaining, you're back on a plane, you're going somewhere else.
Right. I've been doing it for so many years now, you almost don't have a time zone. But this one here, for whatever reason, I remember in April when I went to Qatar, it wipes me out. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I feel great right now. I had a cup of coffee. I got some caffeine in me.
Yeah.
We got pretty Rossi. We got Chris.
We call him Big Rossi, but...
Big Rossi.
Compared
not
to you.
Rossi.
I mean, I'm bigger than Mark Henry. Yeah. I'm bigger than Sheamus. Not too sure about you because those hands, they look massive.
I don't think you want to...
Rossi.
Mark Henry and Sheamus. Sorry, but I don't match there.
Oh, well, you're a legend.
These two.
You're a wrestling
as far as physical
legend.
Stature, I'm not there. But
Rossi believes in another life. He could have been a WWE superstar, you see.
There's a lot of people that believe like that.
Yeah.
Really? You've heard of the Big Show. They call me the Big Toe.
Yeah.
The Big Toe.
Have you? What's the hardest thing? What would be one of you? Because that's really interesting. A lot of people would walk around thinking, I could do this.
Yeah.
Could entertain. Like, I could flip. It's... Can I say, for the first time ever, I was at a gaming event, and they put me inside a ring, right? And they gave me a chop.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, yeah, give me a chop. It hurt. And they went in like 20%. This is physical. This is real.
Oh,
this hurts.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to tell people, you know, they'd say, you know, what do you do when somebody like Sid Vicious, who's 6'10", who picks you up over his head and throws you out of the ring and you land on the cement or you go through a table. I mean, how do you do that? And I used to say, well, you know, you just, as you get down toward the ground, about 12 inches off the ground, you just slow down and ease into it.
Worse.
Thank you for the courtesy laughs. On that
I'm saying,
you know, they would say, you know, I want to be a pro wrestler. I'll dye my hair blonde. I'll put a dog collar on and I'll bark and I'll do this. And I'll do,
yeah.
It's like, you know, there's so much more to wrestling than that. You know?
And there'd be a lot of it'd be mental as well. It's not just the physical part of it. It's mentally having to go out and do this. Like, you guys are, they call you superstars because you are superstars.
Well, it's turned into a global phenomenon.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And it keeps growing. And we're so excited. WWE 2K18, it is out today.
Yeah.
Virgin Megastore tonight, 7
Mall
o'clock.
Mall of Emirates, right?
Yeah, Mall of Emirates. Yep. I'm going to be down there. Of course, the legendary Sting's going to be down there, so you can come down, meet your legend as well.
Three different Stings.
I will be there, face paint and all.
Just
for the record, yeah.
Oh, I'm my not, gosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who does the face paint?
I do it.
No way.
You've always done it. I've always done it, yeah. And way back with the blonde flat top, the Surfer Sting guy who had, you know, I had the neon colors.
Yeah.
Different design on my face every night. I did it myself.
Did you want the face mask? Because I would think that at some stage you may be like, oh, here we go again. Got to put it on.
Oh, there are so many times over the years I wished, why did I do this? You know, especially you're doing television tapings. You're doing two tapings a night. And sometimes you're in and out of the ring. But you've got to be painted up with different tights, different jacket, different paint, different colors, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a night. And, you know, why did I do that? And, you know, when I get out of the radio station in London one time, a big rock station in London, and I walk outside and there's a kid who doesn't know that Sting is even in town, and he's walking by with his mother, and he's probably 6 or 7 years old, and he's got a Sting figure in his hand.
Oh,
so it's like, you know.
Cute.
hey, buddy. And he turns around, he looks at me, and his jaw drops.
He was like, wow. Yeah.
Mother's jaw drops. Like, wow, that is so cool. How is this happening right now?
That is so cool.
Then it makes me say, that's why I painted my face all these years.
It's worth it.
I mean, yeah, when you think about the WWE fans now, when I came back to do WrestleMania and then I had my last match, world title against Seth Rollins in Houston, Night of Champions, I was, you know, this character that these young kids didn't even know who I was.
Okay.
You know? But when I came in the door because of the face paint or whatever else, I mean, the kids just, I mean, they couldn't keep the T-shirts in stock. You know?
So cool. Sting in studio with us here on Virgin Radio. You could have hang out a little bit more?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, chill out. 7:20, hold on.